Chapter 12. South Africa Today. The Flag of South Africa. The current flag of the Republic of South Africa was adopted on the 27th of April 1994, after Nelson Mandela was elected president. It replaced the old flag from 1928. The new national flag, designed by Frederick Brownell, was chosen to represent the new democracy. The only symbolism in the flag is the Y shape. Some say this represents the uniting of different elements within South African society and moving forward in unity. Three of the colours, black, green and yellow, are in the flag of the African National Congress. The other three, red, white and blue, are used in the old flag of the Transvaal, the flag of the Netherlands and the flag of the United Kingdom. White and blue were also found in the old flag of South Africa. Crime. Crime is an enormous problem in South Africa today. The black and white middle class communities live in fear. Their houses are protected by high walls with electric fencing, guard dogs, bars on the window and alarm systems. Unemployment levels are very high. Because of this, criminal behaviour has become normal for many young South Africans, and approximately 13,000 children are arrested every month for crime. There are around 43 murders a day per 100,000 people. Most victims are the owners of expensive cars and elegant houses. In 8 out of 10 residential robberies, domestic workers, gardeners, and former employees are involved in the planning. Hunger and poverty is the motive of 35% of robbers. Most robbers rob 103 times over a period of 7 years before they are caught. Poverty. As you leave Johannesburg or Cape Town, you can't ignore the slums at the borders of the cities and in rural areas. Here you can find around 500,000 people living in very poor conditions. Many still live without electricity and water. A short drive around the suburbs of Johannesburg will reveal the truth. There is still a very clear division between rich and poor. This is still causing problems in South Africa, almost 20 years after the end of apartheid. AIDS. AIDS is one of South Africa's greatest problems. More than 5.6 million people in South Africa today are HIV positive. That's about 10% of the total population. It has got the highest number of HIV/AIDS cases in the world. South Africa is trying to reduce the number of new HIV infections and has expanded treatment for people living with HIV, especially pregnant women. Last year, more than 260,000 people with AIDS died. South Africa. Forecast for the future. Mandela's dream. Mandela's dream was to create a country free of poverty and social inequality. But his dream is far from the reality. Modern South Africa has a long way to go to achieve Mandela's dream. Although a truly democratic South Africa seems far away, with careful planning, it can happen. The first step is to reduce unemployment and to increase the standard of education for black pupils. An extra 12 million pupils in public schools now have the right to basic education, and in higher education, financial help for studies is available for poor students. Better social conditions and health education will help reduce the number of AIDS victims and create a healthier population. Since April 2010, 500,000 new patients have been given treatment, and HIV/AIDS deaths have been reduced by 50% to fewer than 270,000. The transmission of HIV from mother to child in South Africa has begun to decrease in recent years, from 8% in 2010 to 2.7% in 2013. Finally, with the help of foreign investors, the economy will grow. If these steps are taken, maybe 20 years from now, the dream of a democratic South Africa will replace today's reality, and Nelson Mandela's hopes and dreams will come true.